Probably saw him yesterday. He is the founder and director of the Peachtree and Ragtime Society Orchestra, Andrew Green.
Well, thank you, Adam. I'm going to first play for you a piece from the year 1926. Now, back in the 20s, of course, there was novelty piano. And one of my favorite composers from that era was Jesse Greer, who actually will be hearing another piece by, if you come to see the silent movie, the one you'll hear there is called Freshie. And it's the theme song for the film The Freshman. But I'm not going to play that for you here. I'm going to play for you one from 1926 called Flapperette. Thank you so much. Now, a performer that was supposed to be here this weekend wasn't able to come, and he is, of course, our friend Max Keenlyside from Canada. Right. So I figured that since he was unable to come down to the lovely Durango for this, I'll play for you one of his pieces, and this is from a few years ago. It's called Northern Lights Rag. Thank you. lovely, lovely piece. Now I think I'm going to play for you a classic ragtime piece by Scott Joplin from about 1900, 1901, called Swipesy.
I'm going to invite Mr. Coots up for my last two numbers.
Now, Danny and I were talking backstage during one of the shows yesterday, and we were talking about my favorite composer, Mel Kaufman. And, you know, we talked about his profession yesterday, but Danny, you had a fun fact about him.
Yeah.
What was it?
Well, he had a nickname. I mean, it was Mel, Turn Your Head to the Side, and Kaufman.
Fun fact. So I'm going to play for you a piece that he wrote in the year 1917. And this, the sheet music for this has a beautiful girl with a beautiful billowing hat on the cover. And it is simply titled, More Candy. Thank you.
Alrighty, so I'm going to play one more for you, another novelty piano solo, this time from 1927.
And if any of you collect player piano rolls, you of course know of the Ampico Kid, of course Adam Carroll. So I'm going to play for you a piece that he wrote in 1927 called Nanette.